This is Wade Brefke, but the Chief Organizer's Report. The dialectical process drives good organizing. It had been a busy day for our team in Brussels. We began with an early meeting with the home and away team to get our plans together. We split up, with half of us heading to the office and half to hit the doors, meeting several members from our affiliate to test the wrap and assess the turf. All that was interesting and allowed us to evaluate the new hire that we are subsidizing for the affiliate beginning in October. By the afternoon, we were on a roll with a call to more clearly look at expansion and affiliation prospects in Europe, as well as better coordinating and consolidating our support for our fledgling affiliate and our organizing program in Belgium. By 5 p.m., we were standing in front of a cooperative meeting space in Brussels, supported by the labor movement as part of their commitment to building progressive civil society. There was a schedule for a housing presentation later in the evening by some Woon Acorn members, but we were also evaluating the space as a location for our international organizers meeting in Brussels in 2 months. The kitchen looked good. The large space in the basement seemed workable. There were sufficient areas to imagine having workshops or breakout areas. We could have the space for the entire weekend for 500 euros, so it all seemed okay to lock down. Furthermore, it was near areas that Woon leaders had targeted for potential expansion, so we might be able to add a thrill for the organizers coming into Brussels by teaming up with Woon members to do a blitz door-knocking program for a couple hours from 4 to 6 while we were in town, which would be great. Craig Robbins and I commented that on Acorn conventions, the favorite thing for members in the U.S. and Canada, after only the big action on the final morning, was getting to hit the doors with local people, spreading the word and passing out petitions, signing up members. This could be a shot in the arm for Brussels. Emma Saunders from Living Red Acorn in Scotland had joined us, so she represented at the housing presentation, while two of the leaders from Woon, along with our general organizer and spark plug of our Belgium operation, Arnaud Bellani, and our prospective organizer, joined us for a general organizational conversation about the current housing campaigns and where the organization was going. This free-floating conversation for several hours was a highlight of our time in Brussels. We made progress in clarifying the strategy and tactics for the rent reduction campaign, certainly, but also for building a citywide tenants union that might move the needle across the board. As we got to know each other better, we also understood the roles of each of the organizers. One was concentrating on the back shop infrastructure of the organization. Listening to him, we asked what database were they using, and it turned out to be CIBI, which meant that our affiliate in Canada and our people in New Orleans could lend them a hand, given their years of experience with this open software. The other leader was co-chairing the campaign committee, but when we asked what both of them did besides Woon, it turned out that they both had been involved in various land trust operations, experiences we knew well from the States. He'd also worked in Flanders. I asked him if he spoke Dutch as well as English and French, and of course he did. I mentioned the continuing efforts we were making to recruit organizers for Acorn in the Netherlands, and could he help? Heck, he said a Woon member in the building now was from Amsterdam, and they would be glad to help us recruit. Bingo! The magic of dialectical organizing, asking questions and listening carefully to see where the process might lead, have produced mutually beneficial opportunities on all sides of the table and deepened our relationships. Both of the leaders gave me their email addresses for follow-up. Who knows if it'll solve all the problems, but nothing but good will come out of the process, revealing again the magic of organizing. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.